With us now to further consider the beginnings of the Elizabeth Warren run for president is former Newton Mayor Seti Warren, who worked on Senator John Kerry's presidential campaign and is now executive director of the Kennedy School Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be with you.
So it's an early start for Senator Warren on a very big challenge. How difficult are the next steps for any Democrat looking to run for president against Donald Trump?
Well, look, you know, it's very clear that President Trump, when he sees a threat, he identifies a threat and begins to attack that person. Senator Warren's been attacked by President Trump over the past 2 years. He's seen her as a threat. So whoever runs should not make their campaign about Donald Trump, should make their campaign about the American people and speak directly to them. I think Senator Warren's attempting to do that today and launch her campaign in that fashion.
But we do know that President Trump, at least at this point in the Democrats' campaign for president in 2020, considers Senator Warren the most vulnerable candidate, or at least he seems to imply that by saying that he'd love to face her as opposed to any other Democrat.
It's an interesting strategy President Trump has in sort of attacking people that I think he deems a threat and demoralizing them and in some ways making them, trying to make them irrelevant. Look, Elizabeth Warren, as well as the other Democrats that enter this race, must make this race about the American people. If we have candidates that make their candidacy about President Trump, he will win the election. And I think if Senator Warren, as well as the other Democrats, want to be successful, they've got to talk directly to people. We know this race in earnest begins February of next year. It was the first contest in Iowa, and that's a long way. So they've got to build their campaigns in these individual states, get ready for the caucuses and the primaries, focus on the people.
Let me ask a Massachusetts-centric question, if I might. Senator Warren begins her second term in the U.S. Senate just 2 days from now after defeating Republican Jeff Deal in the November election, you know, just a month and a half ago. Let's listen to the reaction of Holly Robichaux. She was with the campaign of Jeff Deal. This is what she had to say about Warren essentially announcing that she's running for president.
She will continue to shortchange the state of Massachusetts. Her focus has been on herself and her career and not helping the people of Massachusetts.
Holly Robichaux's point there being you can't run for president and be an effective U.S. senator at the same time. Does she have a point?
Look, I think Senator Warren's issues that she's been concentrating on since the senator really translate in what's happening in the country. We know that people aren't making enough money to pay for their everyday needs in the United States as well as Massachusetts. People in the United States are struggling with these issues of addiction. People in the United States are concerned about things like student loans. So I don't believe that this will hurt her capacity to be a good senator. You know, look, I mean, you've had Senator Obama be a senator, run for president. My good friend Senator Kerry did the same in 2004. They were able to represent their constituents as well as run. I don't think that there'll be an issue here for Senator Warren. But I do think Senator Warren, as well as the other senators, are going to need to concentrate on is not getting into the scrum of the Washington, D.C. bubble and responding to tweets every single day that come out of the White House. I think they need to focus on those issues of everyday people that are struggling out there.
Seti Warren, executive director of the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard. Thanks a lot.
Great to be with you, Bob. Happy New Year.